pop star Halsey sings, "I'm not a woman, I'm a god," in a video depicting what could only be described as the Antichrist being birthed on an album that happens to be produced by none other than Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor, who also helped produce the album Antichrist Superstar for Marilyn Manson. And a high school teacher in California explains how he turns his students into Antifa members in only 180 days. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5-11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5-11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a couple of stories that specifically have to do with influence and how our children and how even ourselves are being influenced so much by the outside world, something we may call the milieu of what is going on or the framework by what so many people are involved in, the things that they're meditating on and so forth. And this brings us to the artist Halsey. Now, Halsey is a very popular artist. She actually probably, I think, even more views have been in songs that she's been featured in with the Chainsmokers. In fact, one song that they have called Closer, just the lyric video version. That's not even a video where they depict something. They have that as well that has hundreds of millions of views. But just the lyrical video of that song, Closer, actually has 2.7 billion views. And Halsey herself on her own YouTube channel has almost 11 million subscribers. I mean, guys, this is not like a small-time artist. This is a big, big artist. And Halsey has been at the forefront against, I guess you would say, pro-life laws, so to speak, laws that would prevent people from murdering babies in the womb. And she has been not only at the forefront through her music, but also speaking at different engagements and so forth to preach against saving babies and for the murdering of babies. But she herself has most recently become a mother. And one of the interesting things, before we get into some of her music, where she specifically says, "I'm not a woman, I'm a god," in her most recent album, and then depicts herself as such in the videos that she herself says she helped produce. And I want to talk a little bit about this idea because I've been watching some of her interviews. And she has always seemed to me someone who is very sad. She seems to be almost depressed within that state, which I kind of expect. You expect this because this is what Satan does. This is what Hollywood does. This is what the music industry does. It chews you up and spits you out and uses you. And that's exactly what Satan does. And that's what's being done with her. And when she was talking about the album, she's somebody who has lost babies in the past. And when she sat down with Apple Music, this is on her channel, she discussed what it's like being a mother at the age of 26 after having lost some babies and some of the judgment that she faced, where some people were saying to her, "Oh my gosh, look at you. You are such a young mother. I can't believe you're having babies so young, giving away your body," and so forth. And talked about the judgment that she felt, where she felt like she was some teenage mom or something, right? And then she said to herself, "But yeah," and really looked at it. And she at least counted the cost for motherhood, because one of the things she brought up, she's like, "What, am I going to wait till my late 30s, have a couple more number one albums, maybe host SNL? And then, as people will say, you'll have those awards can't hug you at night." And that is a reality. So many people, and sadly, this is not something And I bring this up specifically to Christians because this is not something that has been left to the secular field in the viewership of motherhood for women and for men as well, where everything is first and foremost for men and for women. Everything has come before that of the full quiver. And the fact is that the Bible says the exact opposite, that these are arrows that you fire out into the world. In fact, if you really want church growth in your church, the best way to do that is to raise believers. And those believers are discipled. Those believers then have children. Those children are then discipled in the Word of God. And then guess what? They fill up your church. That is the best possible way for church growth. And sadly, careers and projects and items like houses and so forth have come alongside before even having children. And that is heartbreaking to me. And I'm not talking about those who maybe are not in a relationship, single people, that God will use you in a radical way. We just did a recent interview covering that topic as well. Obviously, singleness is a blessing from God if you are single and God has not called you to motherhood, but he has at least called you to disciple. Right? If you're a woman of the word, you are supposed to be discipling young women to also love their husbands and so forth. But nonetheless, when it comes to this idea that so many couples want to have everything in order before having children and so forth, and a lot of times I don't believe there's a biblical precedent for that sort of behavior. The fact is that when we look at children as a burden rather than a blessing, we are taking our cues from the world and not from the Word of God. And so this is something that I think we really, really need to bring out and understand, as Psalm 127 says. And I want to point this out to you guys, because sadly, you think about the world and how Halsey there is represented to the world. And I have to look at, when it comes to Halsey and the fact that she is looking at this juxtaposition of judgment, that no matter what, if she has a kid now or has a kid later, there will always be some sort of judgment. And that is because she's of the world. We should not have that sort of judgment here in the church. That should never happen or take place. And the fact is that is what the world offers you. They will not ever accept you fully, no matter what it is. They will act like they do. But it is so sad to watch all these videos of people that try to fit in every category of pseudo-intellectualism into their psyche, into their Twitter post, into their Facebook post. And it's like, if you can't step in any direction without landing on some sort of minefield. And that is the reality, because the world is unforgiving as it should be, because they don't have the heart of Christ. And that is not us. And I'm going to be reading some absolutely horrific things. I'm just going to be honest with you. And some of the visuals for this album, there are some horrific things to look at here when we are looking at the new album that Halsey has come out with and who she's partnered with. But I do want to recognize that we do want repentance here. She needs to find out who the one true God is, and the fact that she is not a God. And in this latest album, and one of the things they bring up immediately at the beginning of the trailer for her new songs that were about to come out, lyrical videos, as well as a full-on music video for the song, I'm Not a Woman, I'm a God, they did trailers, and they said that this is the music and the visuals that she herself had produced, but she actually teamed up with somebody. She teamed up with Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor. Now, a lot of you people may not know Nine Inch Nails, but they were a really big band pretty much in the 90s. They had some really big songs. And when I was more of a metalhead, I was into Nine Inch Nails. And I knew of some of the collabs that Trent had done with Marilyn Manson and so forth. But I want to read some of the lyrics from one of their songs, from Nine Inch Nails, from Trent Reznor. And if you know anything about the band, the band really has Trent as the only stalwart that's been in the band the whole time. Atticus as well was involved as well. And he was involved in helping produce this recent album by Halsey. And it's really interesting when you think about it, these bubblegum pop stars and so forth, how they get involved and entangled with these dark, dark people. And I want to read the lyrics from a song from Nine Inch Nails called Heresy. It says, he sewed his eyes shut because he is afraid to see. He tries to tell me what I put inside of me. He got the answers to ease my curiosity. He dreamed a God up and called it Christianity. God is dead and no one cares. If there is a hell, I'll see you there. Your God is dead and no one cares. If there is a hell, I will see you there. These are the types of lyrics. This is the type of darkness that is behind much of Nine Inch Nails. And as I mentioned before in the title, Trent Reznor also helped to produce the album Antichrist Superstar by none other than Marilyn Manson. This guy is very, very dark. And this is the person teaming up with Halsey when she comes out with an album titled If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power. And sadly enough, this is the offer a lot of times that Satan will give. And sometimes he'll guise it. He'll make it look like, disguise it as love, when really you think it's the power to do what you want to do. Do what thou wilt, right? That was supposed to be all under the guise, this disguise of love. That's what Aleister Crowley, the godfather of Satanism, called it, right? This is true love, to do whatever you want. But the fact is that true love is that which is true, right? Love, it says in the definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13, rejoices in the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. God's word is truth, and you are sanctified in it. So anything outside of what love is, and that is, guess what? God is love. Love is not God, but God is love in his very nature. And when we subscribe to that love, we also have the truth. And that is what's awesome about knowing Jesus Christ, because we don't have to wonder what God is. We get to, or I'm sorry, not just God. We don't have to wonder what love is. We actually got to see the perfect representation of sacrificial love when Jesus, the God of the universe, became a man, took on manhood, and died a horrible death on a cross. Guess why? Not because he did anything wrong, but because in his love, he first loved us. And that Jesus Christ came to die for the sins that we committed, for all the wrongs that we committed. It was the ultimate showing of self-sacrificial love, perfect righteousness. That's the love that we get to have. And sadly enough, guys like from Nine Inch Nails, like Trent Reznor and Atticus as well, these guys don't know the truth and they turn aside to it. And now they team up with pop stars because people, maybe the 2.7 billion people that enjoyed the Chainsmokers and Halsey singing about love songs, according to the world's definition of love, are now clicking on Halsey talking about, I'm not a woman, I'm a God. Similar to echoing the same things of former Disney star Ariana Grande, right? Where she acted as if she was Jesus in some lesbian love affair, where Beyonce herself went on top of the stage and put herself in the place of Jesus at the Last Supper. I mean, these are the self-deification. This is exactly what goes on. And sadly, what ends up being love, what ends up being their self-deification is simply their sexuality. Throwing their sexuality around and men having sexuality be their idol. And looking at these women, lusting after them, and committing spiritual adultery. And then typically what happens is that spiritual adultery that they've committed, looking at a woman with lust, eventually turns into physical adultery. And not that it's not physical because they're watching it on the internet or so forth, but a lot of times that slow fade does take place, where those breadcrumbs of lust eventually leads you into the deceit and eventually leads you into fornication, adultery, and as James described it, it can even lead you to death and so forth and murder. So these are things we need to watch out for. When people are making these allegiances and we see so clearly that people have produced openly satanic material and now they're working with pop stars to bring out this, guys, you're going to see some of the images, and I'm sure you've already seen some already, but you're going to see some of the images where when you watch these videos, they're only about 2 minutes long or so. They're really hard to get through, very obscene and so forth. But we're only going to be showing images because what it looks like, and sadly enough, this is a woman with a child, guys. This is a woman who was really pregnant and was having to call and having magazines upset with her because she's pregnant. She is in this video depicting herself as pregnant, and it looks as though demons are birthing out the baby that is inside of her, similar to some sort of antichrist baby being born into the world with these witches as she deifies herself and is worshipped. This is the kind of stuff that antichrist superstar producers put together for pop stars. And I could show you comment after comment on our Ariana Grande video where young girls are saying, that's right, I am a god. I am a goddess. I am a god. And this is the kind of stuff that people are told. These are the lies that people are told. There is only one true God. All of the gods of the nations shall perish. If you want to be one of those gods, you will perish. Judgment will come to you, even in Psalm 82 where it mentions those. Judgment will eventually come. They will perish just like every other man. And so these things are important. These things are important to look at. And it makes me, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because you need to understand the milieu. You need to understand the framework because we're talking about music. We're talking about, I mean, guys, that number, 2.7 billion views just on one video, hundreds of millions of views on others, over another video that she was a part of with over a billion views. I mean, over and over again, this is the meditating that your children are listening to. This is the understanding that they're getting. And don't think that it's isolated to entertainment and music, even though that is number one, all right? They're watching TikTok video after TikTok video after TikTok video. And sadly, you're having children's faith being disrupted. You're having it being distracted, turned aside from, because they are watching a video made by some person online acting as if they know something, sharing with a lot of confidence and rhetoric these absolutely bonkers ideas that are found nowhere in scripture that are absolutely nonsense, and people are being disrupted and dismayed and taken away by it. This is why Paul was so clear in his letters to warn about false teachers, some of them naming them by names, warning over and over again because they are like gangrene. They disturb the faith of some. There are so many ministers of Satan out on TikTok, out on Twitter, out on Instagram, out on YouTube, out on Facebook that are putting seeds of doubt, that are firing those darts. And if your children, if you yourself do not have the shield of faith on, if you're not girded up with the belt of truth, you will fall into these snares. And what is very apparent to me is that the breastplate of righteousness is not put on. If that is not put on and you are not walking uprightly in the righteousness of God, these darts, these arrows are very, very easy to sneak in and hit you at the heart because you don't have that breastplate on. And guess what happens? Now doubts are going to come in. These questions, and they linger and they linger. Instead of going to someone you can trust to get those answers, what happens is they linger and Satan comes in not only with those seeds of doubt, but then he comes alongside with a fruit of the flesh. And now you are practicing those things. And now you're accepting of those very wicked things that God is not okay with. And this is what's happening. And this is only entertainment. But what about the education system, right? What about educators, right? They're just trying to teach your kids, you know, left, right, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4 and ABCs and so forth. No, that's not a fact. By the way, I have to get this out. You do not learn anything without a worldview behind it. I think people are very, very ignorant that we have these just benign teachings, that everything you learn at school and so forth, it doesn't come with any worldview from it. That is a out and out lie. Everything you learn from every person you learn from, it comes from the back of their worldview. So when you think that, oh, they're just going to school and they're learning of these objective truths and stuff, that is not true. There is narrative and spin by every single person that comes and shares it. If you are a Christian educator, guess what? When you teach, don't tell me you're teaching them lies, right? You have a worldview by which you see the lenses of life with, right? And I hope those lenses of life are right next to the lenses of scripture. In fact, not even right next, they're filtered through the lenses of scripture because one is the truth and the reality. And so if you don't teach in that way where you are saying, hey, look at this, I'm looking at this through the lens of scripture, then you're being dishonest with yourself because you're not teaching those kids truth. That doesn't mean that you pump down a Bible verse every time, you know, you talk about, you know, who all quiet on the Western Front or something. But with everything that you teach, with every way that you talk, your communication comes from the back of a standard of truth, and that standard of truth comes from Scripture. So when someone is teaching children, they're teaching from a worldview, and that worldview is going to come out. Everyone has dogmas. Everyone has lenses by which they see the world. They all have presuppositions. And some of them, if you were alone with them, will teach you exactly what they're trying to accomplish when they're teaching your kids. Look no further than an Antifa member from California, a teacher from California named Gabriel Guype. And I'm going to play this clip so you guys can hear it, because it's as astounding as it is ridiculous, as it is satanic. But I want to warn you, this is not the only guy thinking this way. You may think it is. I watched a video yesterday on Instagram, a woman bragging about having their entire class give the Pledge of Allegiance to the Pride flag. Yeah, that's the stuff that's going on. And it's not hidden under a bushel. This stuff is happening everywhere because teachers have been trained Marxists, and it's continuing. But I want you to hear this Gabriel Guype talk about what he can accomplish in 180 days.
How do you do that? How do you
scare the out of them?
Sacramento organization that is under the banner of Antifa is very loosely organized, right? So like, yeah, when there is like right-wing rallies and stuff, then we like... will create an opposition to that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Where would he go to connect to some of these organizations? Like,
I post a calendar every week. Awesome. And then so like and I do it for extra credit, so they get points for doing it. Like, and so that encourages them to do it. And I've had like students show up for like protests, community events, you know, tabling, food distribution, all sorts of things. When they go, they take pictures, they write up a reflection. That's their extra credit. Like I have an Antifa flag on my wall. And a student complained about that, and you said it made him feel uncomfortable. Well, this is meant to make fascists feel uncomfortable, so if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values that this is antithetical to. So the Cultural Revolution in the 60s was fixing the problem that came about after the economic one. It ultimately failed, right? There was a lot of excesses. People were definitely, like, you know, shot in the streets that probably shouldn't have been.
I like what you said in our phone call. I feel like I have 180 days, right?
Yeah. I have 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries.
And that's the question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are indifferent. I think they're distracted by the gadgets and video games. How do you do that? How do you
scare the f*** out of them?
Scare the blank out of them. How do you turn young kids into revolutionaries? You scare the blank out of them. You offer them extra credit to come to Antifa protests. Do you think this is in a vacuum? You think he's the only one out there with these thoughts and these processes? No, that's not the case. And the reality is I have to encourage you. It scares me to think of so many children in the public school system going forward, because it was already bad and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I've said it a number of times and I'll say it again. Sending your kids to Caesar, expecting them not to become Romans, it can be willfully ignorant. And so many people think that their kid is the evangelist, that they're going to be the one that's unaffected by this. And I do believe the words of Paul, quoting Epimenides in 1 Corinthians 15:33, when he says, do not be deceived. Why does he say do not be deceived? Because people will be deceived. That's why he says it. That's why the word of God says it. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Bad company corrupts good morals. Psalm 1, what you meditate on, who you meditate with as well, sitting in the seat of scoffers. And that's what these people are. They are scoffers. Right next to that Antifa flag, Mr. Guype there also had, of course, the gay flag right next to it, and so forth. And this is the reality. This is what we're dealing with. And I want to point these out because we need to actually be looking after our children. We need to care about our children. Proverbs 29:15 says, a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother. That has been the case. I remember the movie Cable Guy with Jim Carrey. One of the things he brings out is the fact that who raised him? And he says, basically, the Brady Bunch, right? TV shows raised him. Nowadays, TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, all their friends and the things they share and like and so forth, those are the things raising children. But a children left to himself will be a shame to his mother. This is such an important topic. The Bible says this too. In Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Right? That's called the Shema Israel. "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. These words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart." So this is our job, right? Let's say we're parents. This is our job. "And you shall teach them," what? That word that you just received shall now be taught. "You shall teach them," what? Somewhat. "You shall teach them on Sunday when they go to church. You shall teach them on Wednesday when they go to Bible study." No, "You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up." Guys, this is true Bible study. Bible study for you is a Bible study for your family in which you walk in the ways of the Lord and at all times are speaking of him. When things happen, when a dog dies on the road, it is a sad thing and you can talk about death with your child because it's important to recognize the severity of God as well and the sin that came into the world. When something beautiful, a rainbow takes place, you see that from a Christian worldview. You understand it from the beauty of what Jesus or what God promised. Yes, Jesus, before he was incarnated, promised in his word quite clearly that God was not going to flood the earth again. When you see these things, we get to teach them diligently. It's not, "I'm going to set aside time and this is when we'll do this devotional." My kids and I, I have a specific way of teaching in which we go through different Bible questions that I give them through at night and stuff before bed, and we'll do it while we're on drives. But this is what they hear along the way. This is what we need to do so they're not hearing Halsey. They're not hearing Nine Inch Nails. They're not hearing Marilyn Manson. They're hearing mom and dad talk about Jesus because Jesus is the most important thing in their life. And when a fascist teacher, if they have to go to public school, which I pray they don't have to, and when a fascist teacher tries to shove this down their throat, they have a biblical understanding and worldview and have the scriptures to back up by the truth, being able to share the truth with that Antifa teacher or a classmate and so forth, and they aren't meditating on the things that would take them away from the truth of Christ. I'm sorry I'm speaking fast, but I'm passionate about this, and I do pray that you guys would take this seriously and recognize Satan is after your children. Let's put up a hedge of protection by the Lord Jesus Christ and by his word and his Holy Spirit. God bless you guys.
The 5:11 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 5:11 News.